We, the jury, find the defendant, Dale Newman, guilty.
Marathon County Circuit Judge Vincent Howard has a difficult task when Dale and Lalani Newman appear together to be sentenced because they didn't seek medical help as 11-year-old Madeline Kara died from treatable diabetes. Neither Dale nor Lalani expressed remorse or indicated they would have done anything differently when they took the witness stand in July.
Everything for us is about faith. It's about trusting in God.
Dale R. Newman is dead, but Jesus Christ is within me. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Dale and Lalani Newman were each convicted in separate trials in which the constitutional right to freedom of religion was weighed against the legal responsibility of parents to care for their children. In the end, jurors in both trials sided with prosecutor Lamont Jacobson.
We all have a right in this country to worship as we choose. This case is about Madeline Kara Newman's needless suffering and death.
This afternoon, Judge Howard could give the Newmans a maximum of 25 years each in prison, but there is no minimum sentence mandated for their crime of second-degree reckless homicide. If the Newmans are both locked up, a decision has to be made about the care of their three remaining children, who are all in their teens. And regardless of their sentences, the Newmans are expected to appeal their convictions on constitutional grounds of freedom of religion. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.